you're feeling dirty and you need to take a bath. If you are looking for that something to pick you up after you crash. And if you're feeling nervous about your curious rash, just listen to the Flippin' Flippers, your weekend hangover podcast.
Let me get one sip in here, though. Let me get one sip in.
Ah, Juan. My favorite uncle. Like, what?
Like, you don't have an uncle named Juan. You're like, you're right, it's Julio. Like, all right, cool. Hey, what's up, everyone? We're the Flippin' Flippers.
Your weekend hangover podcast.
And I am your host, Paul.
And I am your host, Esteban.
I don't know. Sometimes I say it like that. I'm like, I am your... Like, it's suspenseful. Like, hey, everyone else is like, okay, done. Done
with this podcast. Like, creepy music.
Well, like, I've listened to a couple Gear podcasts. None of the ones we ever mentioned, but I tried out a couple other ones, and I didn't like them because of how radio they are. And I talked to, like, a friend of the show about it, and he's like, yeah, it's very radio-esque, like hey, we're the blah blah blah, and I was like, so let's be like the least like that. So even if we're unprofessional,
yeah,
like tell him what he's won, Jenny. Like, that's the voices that they use. Yeah. And I'm just like, I felt gross after I listened to it. So you're not gonna get that here. You're not gonna get anything professional here. Okay.
Yeah.
Now they probably are, like, yeah, you're definitely going to get gross. We're going to talk about, like, those videos on the internet about, like, popping pimples or something.
Ugh. Yeah,
I love those things. I could watch them all day. I don't know what it is. I was like, maybe I should have been a dermatologist or something.
Yeah, perhaps.
That seems like the best doctorate. Because you're like, oh, your face is messed up. Let me squeeze it. Let me squeeze that face of you.
Let me squeeze that face.
I just said, Let me squeeze that face of you.
Let me squeeze that face of you. Like, what are you saying? I want to squeeze your face.
What are you saying? So we got news, man. We joined a very cool thing. It's the Boutique Builders for Harvey, and we joined that. We're giving away a couple shirts as part of the prize package, but check it out. Buy some tickets. They have 60 Cycle Hum is doing a 50-50. Benson Amps is on there. Big Ear NYC. Like, everybody's on there. Chase Bliss. Kevin Equitz is on there. Well, Equitz Guitars, I should say. Just Kevin Roches. Just Kevin Equitz. You get a date with Kevin Equitz. Like, you know how they do those raffles?
That'd be amazing.
A night with Kevin Equitz.
Oh, man. I feel like, yeah, like, like if you win and they're local,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
they'll take you out for like pizza,
yeah, yeah, that's good. That'd be awesome. Good. That'd be so good. Gabriel Tenorio Strings is on there. JHS, Killer Otter. Let's see, Matthews Effects, Nystrom Guitars, Old Blood Noise, Otis Amps. What is that? Ornithology Inc. is on there. Yep. Yep, they make that jelly jar. No, but really, Pelican Noise Works. They, let's see, Keeley, Sinusoid, Gear Slum, okay. Tone Mob, Walrus Audio. I mean, the list goes on and on. Wrought Iron Effects, and then what is that? I can't read words, so I just have to, like, look at the logos and figure them out. Yellow cake?
Yeah,
it's Yellow Cake. I just have to, like, it says Yellow Cake. I'm like, I don't know what that says. That I looks see, like
look
Yellow
at the
cake.
Logo.
I like the pedal that he's giving, though. He's giving the Your Mom pedal.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
It's cool. It's a cool pedal. It's just like a fuzz. I think it's a fuzz. But it's like a big joke. Like, and on the, because he does cool stuff with his, with the circuit boards.
Oh, does he?
And so I think that either, I don't remember correctly, either just some of it or all of it spells out Your Mom.
Oh, nice.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah, it's really awesome. And, but I can't even think. My brain is so fried today. I'm very sorry. This is not a podcast day for us, but that's okay. We're doing it. I have the Fried Gold, and it's like, when you open it up, it's a lightning bolt. Like, the circuit board's in the shape of a lightning bolt.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. That's a great sounding pedal. Anyways, Buy some tickets. Honestly, it's a good cause, and everybody's kind of pitching in, and we're pitching in, and we just think it's great. And I think it's cool that we get to be a part of this, and I hope that our monies will help people. So, indeed. And then they'll have to do the Irene. Or no, wait, what? Right? Isn't that Irma? Yeah, we'll have to do Irma, and then we'll have to do, I don't know, whatever the Jose, right? Jose is the next one, and then we'll have to do the next one and the next one because they're just coming one right after another. So
crazy.
I almost said Jack because my aunt and uncle are Irma and Jack. So it's like Irma and Jack. Yeah, yeah, I think that's it. It's her boyfriend Jose, the gardener. So other news is, guys, we have shirts. Please buy some. If you don't buy some, we'll be forced to lower the price, and I don't want to do that.
We'll be forced to give you a better deal.
Yeah, don't make us give you a better deal. We're not trying to make any real money off this, but it'd be cool to get a couple bucks each month to help out with the podcast because we pay out of pocket and we, you know, to make this happen. So, and I don't know if you know this, but Esteban and I have kids. We got mouths to feed.
I mean, got kids, baby.
I resorted to driving for Uber to make ends meet. That's gross. I feel dirty just saying it.
What, ends meet?
What's that?
I said what? Ends meet?
Yeah. I just meant driving for Uber, but.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, ends
meet is a weird word, too.
Ends meet. That's a, yeah, definitely. That's what she said.
Yep, that's right.
So, yeah, but No, but for real, I'm just doing like Uber to try it out. My brother-in-law has been doing it for a couple weeks, and he's made like last week he made $85 doing like four trips. And I'm hoping to do – I did four trips and made $30, so it's like – yeah. But it's paid on distance and time. So he just got a couple like that. We're like driving to the casino here, so that's like a half-hour trip, you know, and, you know, just different ones. So I keep getting the ones that are like, yeah, I just need to go to the mall. I'm like, you live four blocks away. Like I went and I drove in, I picked you up, and I made $3. Great.
Right. Yeah.
But I got tipped today, so that was awesome.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's the bonus is you can get tipped.
Get tipped.
Don't get tipped. That also sounds pretty. Did you get tipped? Yes. Like, nope. That's what she said.
Yeah. I got tipped pretty hard. Like what?
Yeah. So anyways, cool. Anything new going on with you? You flipping stuff?
Yeah, man. Last week I posted this, like, I think I talked about it too.
You talked about it last week. I know where you're going with this.
Guide, yeah. I'm like Beauty and the Beast Jr. And so I bought it for like $3, like $2.99.
Yes. You can't go wrong with that. That's disposable income.
I sold it for $100 today.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Like, I put it on eBay and I was like, oh, I'll put it as like for like $110 starting bid. And then, you know, I was like, hopefully I can get like at least $110 for it. And I was like, well, I'll put it on Facebook Marketplace too for $115. And he's like, ooh, excuse me. He's like, $100. And I said, done. I was like, where can I meet you?
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good, so that's like the percentage wise. That's like flip of the year.
Yeah. It's like 97. So not, is it not almost 1,000?
Yeah.
970%.
Yeah, that is. Cause if 100 is breaking even, like you basically just did, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's good. That's awesome, man.
Making it happen, yeah. That's solid. It's like the easiest $97 I've ever made.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome. That's good, yeah. Man. I had a couple sales. Oh, you had something else too that I sold for you. You sold that
the wiretap.
Yeah, the wiretap. I always want to call it the tapeworm. That's not it.
The tapeworm.
That's a better name though. The tapeworm's a way better name. Yeah, the wiretap. Sold it for what, $44? So that's cool, yeah. Man. You made $21 off that. That's awesome.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, so that's good. And then I sold this morning. I woke up and I sold my Supermoon for $62, and shipping was free on it. But it only cost me $4, so I was really really happy with that, and because it went for like the actual sales price. Because I had it up for like 179 originally, and I just dropped it like a little bit, and it just sold. And I was like, sweet.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Done. And plus, I traded to get that, so it's not like any money out of my pocket. And I still have that little Samson, which I took off Reverb because I really like it. It's really good.
Well, I love Jamie Davis posts. He's like, when you buy a lot to flip, but you want to keep it.
Oh my gosh, yeah, he's got some great stuff though. Because that stuff is a little bit older. I think most of it's a little bit older. Not like, I mean, I'm talking about like a couple years, and a couple years in the boutique world is a lot. So, you know, if you think about it, like 2 years ago, that fried gold was like the hot jammy, you know what I mean? Right. And now like, they're like, what's that? I don't even care. Like, you know what I mean? It just doesn't sell for like what it used to. And then like the next thing he's making is hot, you know, it's crazy, but you know, that's just how the gear world is. They want that new, fresh hotness, you know?
Right. But then the old stuff still sounds good.
Right. Oh, totally. Here's a prime example of stuff that sounds great that nobody cares about anymore is like Mad Professor. Mad Professor, what is his delay called? The Deep Blue. That is an amazing sounding analog delay. Sounds great. Nobody cares anymore. You get it for $100. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, you know, but like back in the day, like they sold used for like a few dollars under the new price because people just wanted them. So it's just great. Like the market's crazy. So, I mean, it's nuts, but, so I traded for some cool stuff and sold some stuff and I'm happy about it, but I do like that. What is it? I can't, Starlight, and it's from like Crazy Tubes is like the company.
Crazy something.
I think it's Crazy Tube something tubes or Tube Crazy or something. I think it's Crazy Tube Circuits. That's it. And I've seen it before, and I was like, I've never seen one on anyone's board or anything, but I had like listened to YouTube videos or something, and I saw it. And I messaged him right away. I'm like, "What's your best friend's price?" And he gave me his best friend's price. I was like, "That's not gonna work." He's like, he even like hit me back with like a lower price. He's like, "That's my Paul Pennington one." I was like, "Nah, I can't. It's fine." But I said, "No, that's fine," because I'm trying to save my money. You know what I mean? Versus
right,
like,
get that Rayburn, baby.
Yeah. I need that thing.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Co, friend of the show, and he was like, I'm like, he's like, "When does it get started?" I was like, "It's a while, but I can wait." He's like, "You can wait? Are you serious?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, like I can wait because I understand." Like if I could have it today, that's fine. But you know, I also still have to pay for it. So I got to figure that one out. So yeah, no, I mean, but I'm saving up some dough and selling some stuff and, you know, making some Skrilla to pay for it. So yeah, that's an old school word. Some Skrilla. That's like 2000s, like snowboarder, like slang. Skrilla. So, did I sell anything else? I mean, I've sold a lot of weird stuff, little stuff. But then my wife is like, "I want a Fitbit." And I was like, and so like whatever I sold, it, it's gone. I got a lot of stuff that's going to sell, or it's like, I've gotten a lot of interest on it. So we'll see. I have a couple items. Like I have that Mexican Strat that still hasn't sold, but I think it'll sell this time. Cause I have like 9 or 10 watchers on it on eBay, and it ends tomorrow. So I think I'll sell that. And I got a Lego lot for $50 with a ton of figures. So just the figures alone will sell for.
Yeah,
I'm just going to match them up the best I can and then just be like figure lot and probably make $200.
That's
crazy. Yeah, I literally have a whole bowl. Like, you know, like, I don't mean like, I use this for cereal because it's really like two bowls of cereal. It's one of those bowls and it's filled. It's all figures. It's just sitting here with tons of figures and like I pulled out the like swords and stuff. I'll sell those separate. So I'll make bank on that. And I already sold one piece for like 25 out of it. There was some like stupid Harry Potter thing that I knew would sell right away.
Right. Yeah.
If you had asked me about Legos 2 years ago, I'd have been like, yeah, Legos sell, but I wouldn't have known anything about them. Now like I've done the research and I'm like, oh, separate them by color. That sells better. Oh, you know, pull out the figures and then figure out what model number they're from. You know, now I like know all this stuff. Like I'm pulling stuff out and my wife's like, she was helping me the other day. She's like, "What's this from?" I was like, "Oh, that's from the X Game set from the 80s. And she's like, "From the 90s, I mean. And then she's like, "Oh, what's that?" I'm like, "Oh, that's Jango Fett. Oh, that's from this one. She's like, "How do you know all this stuff?" I'm like, "I don't know." just like my, you know, like looking this stuff up, my retention level is just like pretty good. So it's like all of a sudden it's like stuck, you know. So it's cool. But anyways, so yeah, so that's what's going on with me.
Oh, baby.
I'm still, man, I don't know about that Rayburn on the color. I literally, I had a dream about it last night. And then all of a sudden in my dream, I like dove in the water. And then I found like these like vintage mailbox sets that we like, we had sold one of them on eBay for $500. And I just dreamt, or it was $300. I think we sold it for $300. And I dreamt that I was like pulling them out and just finding them. And then that's how I paid with the Rayburn. Cause there was just all these like, things. So my dreams are like, I'm even dreaming about it. It's so crazy. I don't know what's going on in my life.
That's so awesome.
And I woke up and I was so sad because I was just in dollar signs in my dream. I was like, yeah, this is gonna pay for that rate.
Yeah, you're like Mr. Krabs.
Yeah, and then money, like money. And in my dream, like so I got out of the water and I had all these stacks of these like mailboxes. They're like 30 inches by 30 inches, so they're just stacks of them. And for some reason I could pull them out one-handed, but out of the water they were huge. Like it didn't make any sense. But then like when I got out, all of a sudden like the Rayburn like shot out of like the, like it rose out of like the sand and it had like gold, like just like shining all over it.
It like, sounds it was, like a pro.
I know, it's crazy, but I couldn't see the color. I still couldn't see the, if I literally woke up and I was like, it's salmon, I would have texted him right away. I'm like, it's salmon in my dream. It was salmon, but nope, it wasn't salmon because I don't know what color it was.
Maybe it's not a color. Maybe it was just like nice wood.
Clear. Like clear coat.
Just plastic.
Oh, yeah, like acrylic. Make it like 400 pounds. That'd be good.
My back is fine.
Salmon's not a bad idea, though.
Yeah, you guys always made fun of me with my bass.
I liked your bass for the record. I said, it's funny on you. That's different. I said I liked your bass, but I thought it was funny on you.
I was making fun of you.
Yeah, that was mostly about you, not about your bass. So
yeah. Okay, that's
fine. Other people picked on you because of the color.
Yeah.
And I said, no, that's great. That's like a classic color. And it, because it was really Fiesta Red, but it was like a 60s version or whatever. So it was like made to look faded. So it looked like salmon. I thought it looked great. I didn't like the gold pickguard, though. That's where I didn't like. That's where I didn't like. That's English.
Yeah, that's what I don't like too much.
That's where I didn't like it at all too much.
That's what she said.
Flipping, that's what she said.
Yep,
episode nice. Title.
Yeah. Your wife's like, that's... what is this? What is this, Paul?
Please. This is funny. So we're at the dinner table talking. We're talking with her uncle. So we recorded the episode last week in between the time that we recorded it like Sunday night, and then Monday we saw them again because they like spent the weekend up here. And so we ate dinner with them, and then like he's like, oh, so he's like, so tell me about the like the podcast and stuff. And I was like, it's not good, don't listen to it, it's terrible. And he's like, oh no, seriously, is it good? And I was like, no. I was like, it's, and I told him what it's about in premise, and I was like, you're probably not gonna like it, like if you, and he's like, I'll give it a listen. I was like, please don't. And I was like, I don't want that shame on brought on my family, you know? And so then he was like talking, and then Melissa goes, I listened to one episode and it was very good. And I was like, you listened to one episode?
The truth comes out.
Like, I knew she only listened to one episode, but in my brain, I'm like, you listened to one episode and that's enough for you to say, yep, it's good. I don't have to listen anymore. This guy nailed it first try. I'm good. One episode. So, guys, just so you know, if you've listened to two or three episodes, you've listened to too many. Just one is good. Yeah, that's right. Just one.
Oh, man. Oh,
I hate her so much.
Like, you guys eating dinner, and she's like, I listened to one episode. And then, like, you, like, give her, like, the eyes.
And then I kicked her. I kicked her underneath the table.
Jesus, and, like, food just, like, falls out of her mouth because she's like, a day, one episode a week. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's like really confused.
I like grab her wrist really hard. And I'm like, we'll talk about this later.
She's like, whoa. I don't think you're some most.
I'd be fine with that. She actually does, out of anything of the podcast I listen to, she likes the Gear Slum. She'll sit and listen to it in the car and not complain at all. 60 Second Hum is a little bit too technical, so she doesn't like it as much because she doesn't play guitar. So, And then Us, she's like, you're an idiot, and I hear you all the time saying stupid stuff.
So
she's like, this is like a flashback from when like Esteban lived here, and you guys just thought up stupid stuff all the time.
Right. Yeah, I didn't live there, but I was basically.
No, I meant there. Like I meant like lived in this area.
I was like, I don't think I ever lived in your house.
No, you never lived in my house. You were here a lot, though.
Yep.
Which is fine.
For friendship.
Yeah.
We would play guitar, and I would like play over your left hand with my hand. It would just.
Oh, yeah. Remember? Yeah. That's good. Yeah, we were like a.
I'll do the
bass. You know, we're like the. Sorry.
I know, because I was like, I'll just do the bass line while you play the lead.
Right. It was good. It was like the exact opposite of a one-man band. Like, it's like multiple people on one instrument.
Yeah.
Instead of like one person on multiple instruments.
And then like whatever, what's that band that does that? Like something Earth? Walk the Earth, maybe? Do they do stuff like that?
Yes. I have no idea. What, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'll post the link. I'm pretty
sure. Okay, great. Walk the Earth. Check them out, guys. They're really, really good.
Yeah.
For those who know what we're talking about, which I don't.
I'll post it on the page. Man, I hate cool. that. I feel like...
Just start over?
Like, well, not start over. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, we'll post this on the page.
Oh, I do that all the time, and then we never do it.
But then I always forget, because we have to wait a couple days.
Yep, every time. I'm like, we'll post it. And I don't want to post it now because then people don't know what we're talking about until the episode comes out. So, what else is going on?
Me and Jamie Davis have started a plot.
Jamie Davis and I. What?
Me and Jamie Davis have started a new plot to take over the world. So his son is going to be born the beginning of January.
Oh, yes. Yep. Okay.
And my daughter is going to be born the beginning of February. Have our kids marry each other, and then he's like we could have a band and not invite Paul.
And not invite Paul, is that what he said?
Yeah, for some reason I think it was like yeah, we'll have Paul move here and we won't invite him in the band. And I was like, that's really funny.
That's amazing. I love it. Like, we can still hang out and eat pizza together, but he can't be in the band. I like that.
You just want to be in the band. Then you're like the one that's like, I just want to be in the band.
And like, guys, I'm just guys. And then like, I'm just hoping that like your guitarist like falls and breaks his wrist, like in That Thing You Do.
Yeah. So
for those of you who are not familiar with that movie called That Thing You Do, it has Tom Hanks. Fantastic. It has basically Steve Zahn. And what's the guy from? I can never remember his name. He was like a great teenage actor. He was in Can't Hardly Wait, and he's in National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation.
Teenage
actor of the 80s? No, of like the 90s.
I was like, I was born in 88.
He plays. I can't think of his name. Whatever. It doesn't matter. He plays Nick Papadopoulos or whatever his name is in that movie.
No clue.
Anyways, so the drummer like falls and breaks his hand, and then this other guy comes in who plays jazz, and then he just makes the band awesome. That's it. That's the plot. And they get famous. They're a one-hit wonder. Way to go. Yeah.
Okay, so he goes.
Oh, so that was the worst explanation of a movie ever.
Yes. So I say, like, our kids shall marry, and all will be well in the world. And he's like, then we can start a band and hang out all the time. And Paul can move to Ohio and quit being an idiot, and he won't be in the band. That's pretty good.
First of all, let's just back up the truck. Guys, I have a disability. I can't stop being an idiot. It's not fair. You can't just stop being that. I'm an idiot. I can't help it. I mean, my wife even recognizes. She's like, you're such an idiot. So, like, it's like a disease. I'm sure it's got to be in like the DSM, you know, like it's in there. DMS? Yes, DMS.
I don't know either of those things.
That's like the medical dictionary.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, duh, medical science. Like, no. Yeah. DMS, duh, medical science.
DMS is like the hardcore gang that like is featured on Ganglands.
That's funny.
Yeah.
They're talking about like putting in new speakers at church. And then one of the guys like, yeah, he's like, you know, DMX, I guess it's like, I don't know if it's a brand of speaker or whatever, but I was like, was like, can you imagine, like, DMX is just like, praise the Lord. He's like still barking.
Still barking. I saw DMX live. In Rome? Which is hilarious. Huh?
When in Rome?
No, I saw him in Albany. There was like a big festival, and it was the big headliners were Newfound Glory, DMX. I'm trying to think, there was like Saliva or some crappy band like that. And then American Nightmare played, but they played as American Nothing. It was like right when they got sued. So it was like one of my favorite bands, and then Newfound Glory. And I was like, why not see DMX? Because you paid like, it was like $15. So you paid for the whole festival. So why not see as many bands as you can?
Oh, yeah.
So, because I think it was like one stage, you know, or two, maybe two stages, but it's not like, it wasn't like Warped Tour where you're falling. Oh, we got to go this time and see this band. Okay, let's go over here and see this band. Because that's Warped Tour is like tons of stages, where this was like maybe two stages and they alternate, or, you know, maybe like another band is playing, but it's on the other side and it's not as bad. You know, it's not like they're fighting. You're not competing for sound, you know?
Right, yeah.
But yeah, that was a crazy show. It was super fun. I was like, yeah, I've seen DMX live.
That's pretty good.
X is going to give it to you. Oh, that's amazing. I hope that syncs up in the actual like recording, because that was mind blown.
Mind blown. Then I was just like, you talk to Paul too much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what else are you gonna say when you talk about DMX?
DMX, right. You say, set it off.
I wouldn't even have said that, to be honest.
Yeah, that's okay. I listened to a lot of DMX back in the day.
I did as well.
Me too.
So, what else were we going to talk about? I mean, we didn't really write anything down or discuss anything, so.
Right. Did we?
So that's usually a good podcast, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Shirts. Buy shirts and stickers, guys. Get them. And if you buy shirts, stickers. You get free stickers. So it's kind of like dumb of you to buy the stickers and then not buy the shirt. You might as well buy the shirt and get the stickers for free. It's a deal.
Yeah, it's pretty good deal. Gotta win.
Maybe if I did it in like a radio voice, they would do it. I bet you they would do that. It's like, hey, guys. I like my radio voice doesn't even sound. It just sounds like a clown. Like, oh, <"Hey>,
it reminds me of like the Mad Hatter.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I was thinking more like, I don't even know. Like, in my brain, it's like a character from The Simpsons, but not Krusty.
Yeah, Dusty. Like the cheapo.
Dusty. I think it's like one, like in my brain, it's like one of the ones that like replaces him or whatever.
Musty.
Oh, it kind of sounds like there was like that doll, like the ventriloquist doll that like replaces Krusty. You're like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, okay.
I don't. I really don't watch The Simpsons.
It's older. It's from when I was younger.
Yeah.
And The Simpsons was good back in the day. Shame. Yeah, like, The Simpsons were never good. I'm like,
No, I like some episodes. I just never.
Now, I know this list is alphabetical, but I just want to point this out. We're number 13 on the list out of 30 so far. That means we're in the top. We're in the top 15. Listen, and I understand. Number one is 60 Cycle Hum. I get it. Like, but yeah. we're 13. I mean, yeah, Kierslum, I don't want to bash on him, but 26. Come on, where are you at?
It's not because they're the like,
it's yeah, the like they would have beaten us if it wasn't the. Oh no, they wouldn't have. They'd been after us because I don't know the alphabet.
Like, sorry,
I don't know the alphabet.
I got my letters mixed up. Story of my life.
My daughter drives me crazy because she's two. She's not even two and a half yet. And she'll like, well, we work on the alphabet all the time. Like, and she doesn't want to like sing it or do it. And then all of a sudden she'll just be like playing with her toys and singing the whole alphabet. She knows all the words, like all the letters, obviously. And then sings like, next time, won't you sing with me? And I'm like, I know you know it. Like, you're over there singing it. And then I try to get her to sing it. But like, Melissa, you got to hear her sing it. Nope. Won't do it. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, and she'll just say like letters, like to be a jerk. Like, she's so like, oh, she's just drives me crazy. I'll be like, yeah. Show mom that you know the ABCs. And she'll be like, K, 7, G, yeah. F, I was 12.
Working out the other day, and we were getting ready to plank, and my friend goes, do you want? And they go, A, 5. And I was like, what are you doing?
What? Like, was it sets? Like, you no, do sets?
No, like, she just, like, blanked out. She's like, A.
Oh.
Like, 8, 5, 3. I'm like, what? Kind of like, what? Yeah, it was so good.
It was That's so awesome. That's really good when you find out your friends don't know how to count. That's also in that in the medical dictionary, friends that don't know how to count. That's a disease.
Yeah.
It's not a disease that the friends have. It's a for, it's the disease that you have for being friends with them.
Right. It's like a support Facebook group.
I did get added to a Uber like group this week and I was like, "Oh."
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was like, "Oh, okay." Yeah, guys, I don't need you gear friends. I got Uber friends now.
I got them Uber friends. Mm-hmm. The Uber friends.
So I also still have this guitar just sitting here. And, like, I don't know what to do with it. So I think
last week?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm probably just going to put it up on eBay for, like, 99 cents. And whatever I get. And be like, jerks.
Yeah. That's so insane.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to the mod or the admin about it and stuff, and he just said it's yours because if he doesn't contact you, he has your number.
Right.
I was like, he does have my number. And he's like, okay. Yeah. So is what it is.
Yeah, that's insane. That's so crazy to me.
Well, the guy got caught in a scam. That is what it really comes down to, and he's not going to show his face after that. So he was just mad that he got scammed. Which I'm not trying to scam him. It was just that I wasn't falling for it after he got super weird. So,
right? Yeah, yeah. That yeah. It still like hurts my brain.
Oh, it hurts my brain. Totally hurts my brain. It makes me so mad. Just so all kinds of mad.
Yeah.
But it's the first time I've ever done a deal that has been like insane like that. Like, I've done things where I've gotten stuff and it's like, oh, it doesn't work or, you know, and they're like, oh, I'm really sorry. You can send it back or, and I've gotten, you know, right, it was like, I've gotten stuff where I'm like, hey, listen, this isn't like a, you know, this isn't a Mexican Strat or an American Strat. It's just a Squire with a new badge on it. And they're like, oh, yeah. I didn't know. But the price was so cheap. It's like, okay, I'm going to break even on it anyways, you know, so it's not like a big deal. Right. You know, like it's not like the worst thing in the world. But like I've never had a deal where it was somebody just blatantly just like lying. You know, like I've never had anybody be like, yeah, I'll take that pedal. That'd be awesome. We're sending you some money. They're like, oh, can you send a PayPal gift? And I send a PayPal gift and they send me a brick. Like I've never had that happen. Like that's never been a thing. Did I talk about the Micropog? I know I mentioned that I bought one for $55. And then I did regular PayPal and I sent him like an extra $5 to like, you know, be like, hey, he's going to ship it to me. So here's like, you know, $5 for fees and, you know, to kind of sweeten the deal a little bit. And obviously I paid for shipping and because it was really $45. I know it's $40, I think. And then I bought it. I paid $15 extra with the shipping and like $5 for him to be like, cool. And it just never came. And I contacted him. He's like, yeah, I'm sending it today. And it never came. And he's like, hey, man, did you send it? Do you have confirmation? And he just never got back to me. And he kept like looking, but like not answering. Huh. And so then like I went to PayPal and I just like, hey, this guy never sent anything. So I disputed it right away. And they're like, oh, just wait like 7 days. I was like, okay. So it was like on day 5 or something and they still hadn't sent it. So I waited 2 more days and disputed it. And they just, he actually like deleted his account. Yeah. So they just gave me the money back. It's like whatever. I'm sure he took the money out of his like PayPal and he's negative money in his PayPal and probably will never use PayPal again. Like, wow. Cool. Hope you really enjoyed that $55 for ruining your online like usage. Like if you ever try to like sign back in or use it, they're going to be like, you owe us $55.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's weird. It's really weird. And the guy, it's not like, nope. And it's not like the guy didn't have friends. And he had his like real name. It wasn't like his name was like, you know, like I got you. I got you, buddy. You know, like all one word.
You're like, oh, I'm gonna buy stuff from this guy.
Yeah. Like ready to scam you. Like, oh, that's a great online name.
Ready to scam you.
It's ready-o scam you. It's like
definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. That's so funny.
He's foreign, which is fine. You know.
Yeah.
So anyways, I got my $55 back, but I was still saddened because I didn't like get the Micropog, which I would have sold right away. I keep saying Micropog. Right. I think it's the Pog Nano is what it was, but either way, sad times. It was the small footprint. I think the Micropog is, so there's like the Pog big box, and then they made like the Pog 2, which is like a smaller box than that with the same amount of like switches, you know, like levers. I don't know what you call them. They're not dials, sliders. Yeah, sliders.
Oh, yeah.
And then they made like the Nano or the Micropog, which was like smaller than a Big Muff, and that's just three knobs. And then they made like the Nano Pog, which is the same as
that'd be like a sweet band name, smaller than a Big Muff.
Yep.
Or like a random like dessert. Like what?
Huh? Random Dessert's a good band name. I like that. Or Random Desert, either one.
Yeah,
it just depends, like if you can spell or not.
On how good you are with words.
That's good. So I thought about this the other day, and I was trying to think. We should talk about bands that we've been in, like band names. So I don't know how many bands you've been in, but you've probably been in quite a few.
I think just two.
Oh, that's kind of like a letdown.
Sorry.
I still enjoy it. So, okay, so what, you were in Enoch, I know that.
Enoch, yep. Okay. And then I was in this classic rock band called Yesterday's Child.
Ooh, that's nice. I like that. That's definitely a classic rock name. Like,
yeah, that would mean it was like, born out of everyone, this. I think the youngest guy besides me was like
64.
No, it was like either like early 50s.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that age.
40s, yeah.
That's awesome, though. Was that, that was here, right?
In Rome, yeah.
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
Yeah, so it opened my mind. Like, it opened me to, like, this whole new world of music I didn't
know. I thought you were going to say you opened for somebody awesome. Oh, you're like, yeah, we opened for Nickelback. Like, oh, dude, that's awesome. No way, man. If you opened for Nickelback, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. I always love, like, when people hate on Nickelback, whatever, and people hate on like Taylor Swift, but it's like, dude, they have like millions of dollars.
Listen, here's the thing.
Like, they can just hush you with their wallets. Like, hush.
So, yeah, I know, right? So, I had this dream one time. I don't think I've ever talked about this. I hope I didn't.
Because I was underwater. And there was a Rayburn.
No. And there was this Rayburn like that came out of the sand.
I feel like the book, like, we're doing the podcast, so we're like, you listen, and then you go back because you made a mistake.
Yeah. No, I had this dream one time that my friend like dragged me to go see Nickelback, and like my wife was there or whatever, and then like the like guitarist like died, like had like just like dropped dead, and then like they're like, does anyone know how to play guitar? And my wife like put my hand up for me, and then like I was just in Nickelback. And now it was one of those dreams where like you live a lifetime. So, like, right. I toured with Nickelback. I wrote albums with Nickelback. I was in Nickelback. So, I dreamt, like, the rest of my career in, like, Nickelback. And then I
had, like, a whole life dream.
It was crazy, man. It was weird. I, like, aged. And I was like, oh, man, we're getting too old to be in Nickelback. But, like, it was awesome. Like, and I remember, like, it was so crazy. And then I woke up and, like, for the first time in my life, I think I was sad because I wasn't in Nickelback. Because like I bought an awesome house and like, you know, just like everything I ever wanted, because Nickelback has a kajabillion dollars. That's a real word.
Yeah.
A kajabillion. Yeah. So
dreams where like I want like a lot of money, and I wake up knowing like, damn, I'm still poor.
Yeah, totally. That's how I felt too. I was like, man, I can't pay my light bill.
I can't buy shit.
Yep. So no, that was damn, that was my time in Nickelback. So bands I've been in, let's see. So
that was the one time I was in Nickelback.
So I was in this band called I was in this band called Losers Up First, and it was a pop punk band. And that was, I was the lead singer in that band, and that's why we didn't make it anywhere. And then actually we probably could have. We were already talking to like labels at the time, right, about like, because we already recorded, we paid to have a recording done, and it sounded good, And so we were talking to labels about signing and like working out deals, but then like, then we just got into arguments and broke up. So that didn't work out. Yeah. Yep. And it was at, it was basically about me getting married because I was getting married, and then that they didn't like that. So anyways, so then I was in Nickelback for my whole life. So that was interesting. I don't know if you guys, if you check my IMDb, you'll see I was in Nickelback. And then let's see what else. I was in a band called The People That Kill Get Up and Kill, which is a grind band. And then I was in a hardcore band called what?
Sorry.
No, you can go. No, go ahead. No, we had questions.
I was saying like the Grind Train.
No, Grind Train is much different. That's a much different thing.
Right.
No, it was like super techie, weird, like almost like not music. So that was, yeah, The People That Kill Get Up and Kill. You can get that on iTunes. It's on iTunes.
Oh, is it?
Also on iTunes, Adam Rohr's intro for us. So buy that. He gets $0.00 of that. So buy some.
Make it happen.
And then, and let's see, what else was I in? I was in a hardcore band called Fight Bike, which was based on, it was themed after Mission Impossible 2.
Okay.
So that was also very interesting. Huh. I'm trying to think of what else I was in. I don't know. I was in a lot of bands, just whether if they made it or not, you know, like,
I think
like
you were almost in another band, but then the guy was,
yeah, I was a butthole. I was in a band and got kicked out of a band before I ever even got to play with them. So that was very, very quick, very short lived. So that's all good. Those things happen.
Yeah.
So good. Either way, I mean, with my background, I mean, I've been in Nickelback forever. So like, I don't understand why it didn't work out. They must not have read my IMDb. Yeah, IMDb. My wiki page.
My internet movie database.
Well, I mean, once you're in a band like that, you got to do some cameos. So I have an IMDb.
Yeah. Like I was in all the episodes of Law and Order.
All of them.
All of them. Yep. Yeah. All like yeah. 1 million.
Yeah. My real name. So guys, you don't know this. My real name, Dick Wolf.
Yeah.
Do 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 do. Yep. So cool. Now the ones with Ice-T are my favorite. They're SVU? So good. Yeah, because that's Law and Order SVU, right? Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, oh, they're so good. I love them. They're so good. Because like, I think Ice-T doesn't know either if the show's real or if he's real or anything. Like, there's so many good like episodes where you're just like, did he just say that?
Yeah.
There's an episode where he's like struggling with the fact that his son is like gay because his son like comes. Yeah, and he's like his trying to explain it to his dad, and he's like, yeah, Dad, I'm a man who enjoys the company of other men. And he's like, it's cool, son. I like hanging out with the boys too. You're like, no, that's not it at all. Like, yeah. And then like later on, like he explains it to somebody else in the same way as if he just totally gets it now. It's like, you just spent 10 minutes not understanding what being gay meant. And now you're explaining to somebody else what being gay is.
Yo, I got it. Yeah.
It's good. It's really good. Check it out, guys. Okay. We're their sponsor of the show, so
yeah. Do do we get sued? Like do, 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 no. Be, do, be, do, do.
That should be our intro this week. That'd be awesome. We should try to. You know what'd be awesome? This what? Would be awesome if we started a side podcast that was basically about. It was us trying to like solve the crimes of the gear that gets posted that's stolen. Right, awesome. That'd be good, right?
Awesome, yeah.
But I mean, cool name. Well, I mean, it's obvious we are Law and Order PW. Yeah, P Dubs. No, that's not true. But it was just funny. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's funny. Probably everybody hated that joke, but I liked it.
No, that's right. I like it. We just need, like, we just need like G, D, and E minor for the intro.
Cool.
Praise and worship. Simple music.
Well, yeah. Dum, 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 dum.
That's the
just use me doing it. So I'm working on some other flips. A friend of the show, well, we're not going to name names because, come on, let's be honest, we're way too big for that. Had told me about that. That Derek, I can't think of his name, the guy from Sum 41. He has like a Squire guitar, and like the they've stopped making it a while ago, and the value has jumped, like, skyrocketed, because it's like maybe it was 300 new. I think right. It was 300 new or 249 for the Squire version. And they're like at 700 now, like pretty, yeah. Like I was watching the sales and they're like $599, $550, like somewhere in there. Like they were all over the place, but, and there's a bunch of them up for like $700 on eBay. And I'm like, for the Squire, but like, apparently they must be good.
Yeah.
So I wonder where they're made. Maybe they're like made in like Korea or Indonesia or something. And then like people like them because of that, because certain models of like Squires are more valuable than others because of where they're made.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Better quality. And
yeah. And you know, it's really not, I don't think it comes down to the quality per se. I think it comes down to the quality control. So like, you know, like what they considered, you know, like their standard, they might have just had high standards and been like, yeah, this neck isn't perfect, don't use this neck, or this has a little bubble in it, don't use that, you know, instead of just saying, yep, it's all fine. Which I have a feeling, which is most things from that come imported from China, they're like, yep, that's fine,
it's all fine.
But then like there's brands that come out of almost the same factories that are, they just demand, you know, because you're paying, I want it to be like this, and you're paying for that quality control. And then, you know, they're producing, you know, there's Chinese, who is it? Reverend, I think, that Reverend is made guitar? In China. Yeah. And they're like, you know, they're regarded as very good guitars. I've played one. They sound great. I think they're made overseas. I know that, but, yeah.
I would do some research, but my keyboard's too loud.
I could.
It doesn't have an inside voice.
I think, yes. I'll research it, but I can't spell, so.
That's right.
It also, I don't know why it's at that, but it says Leonardo DiCaprio.
DiCaprio.
DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That sounds like a coffee company. Sounds awesome. Yes. I drink that. I drink me some of that, right, ladies? Yeah. I like the right ladies joke is still like hanging around.
I said something. I was doing something and like, I was just like, I think I was just like commentating myself whatever I was doing, and then like I said something super funny, and then like your voice popped in my head, right, ladies?
Am I right, ladies? I know I said that joke to my wife, and she was like, "That's not funny." I was like,
"Shut up."
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. What do you know?
Not much. All right, man. Do we have anything else?
No. Other than we should look and see if those are made in China. Right. They are, I believe. The Korea. They're made in Korea. Which... So, but my whole point was that, you know, it's just what you pay for quality control. You can set high standards. Like people, they're human beings making these things. So they can say, hey, just make them this way and don't use cheap stuff. And they'll cost you this amount. And they say, okay.
Right.
Yeah. So instead of, you know, hey, just push it all out. It's fine.
Yeah. We're just gonna make the cheapest things ever.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at, okay. Well, so let's
Ohio. That's only 2 hours away.
What? The fact or the where the brand's from?
Yeah, so it's Toledo, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. They're not mailing, made there though.
Their mailing address, at least.
Yeah. Well, that's where the business is set up.
Yeah.
But yeah. So.
Oh man,
yeah, I've played them. They're great guitars. I really like them. I played like a Jetstream or something. It was called. I think it's called a Jetstream. I should look it up. It's like a offset kind of telly looking thing.
Jetstream. I'm looking for it.
Yeah, it had like, I remember it had like big P90s in it or whatever.
Yep, Jetstream. It's a Jetstream.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I just typed it in. Yep, there it is. Yeah, the 390. I wouldn't have known it was called a 390, but.
Well, there's two. There's Jetstream 390 B humbucker.
Oh, humbuckers. Okay, yeah, three P90s. Yeah, three P90s. Yep, totally. Yeah, I played that. They had it place in Syracuse. And I was like, oh, I'll try that. And I was like, this is a nice guitar. And then I saw the price tag and I said, this is a nice guitar.
I saw...
They're not bad. They're not badly priced. I just was kidding around. But
yeah, I saw this ad on really cheap guitars. It's like Gibson Explorer, blah, blah. And it looked like the one that you sold.
Oh, that'd like, been awesome.
A while ago, like, you know, like the black one. But it's like... It was like... Gibson Explorer 350 is like plays really well. Neck feels like a Gibson, and I was like, "But it's a Gibson." My brain's like, "It's a Gibson." Unless like you just
well, sometimes, but people do this all the time where they say, "Because Epiphone is owned by Gibson, so
yeah.
Like they'll be like, oh, it's a Gibson." And I every time I read it, I'm like, "Oh, a Gibson for $200," and then every time I get excited, I go, "Oh." No, yeah, it's
but on the like faceplate, on like the faceplate, what am I talking about?
on the faceplate. That sounds like a good restaurant. Faceplate sounds awesome.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Where you can't
it's eat. Like bowls and you can't use silverware.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, awesome.
Faceplate.
Yep, and like every Friday they have like pie eating contests.
Right, and it's barbecue. It's a barbecue joint. So you come out. And what they have is, like, on the way out, you had to, like, stand at, like, a face wash thing that they would have in, like, science class. Like, at the science lab. And you just, like, wash your face in it. They give you, like, a moist towelette.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a like good idea.
Warm. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically. Dude, I like this Warhawk. That Warhawk looks sweet.
Yeah, so, but, like, on the Truss Rod cover, there's... It says Gibson on it, so I just thought it was very funny.
Yeah, because like, those aren't $13 on Reverb, so that's fine. Yeah.
Neck feels like Gibson. Hope so.
That is a funny statement. That's a really funny statement.
All right, man. Yeah. But I think we should call it. Cool.
Yeah, we have nothing to talk about. You guys hate us, so it's fine.
Indeed. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
All right, bye.